We got Shona here from the Old School. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So, movies this weekend again. We're trying to set this up so I actually talk to the Old School the weekend before, or the week before the movies. So
yeah,
this
I think that's a good
the
plan.
Proper time. Yes, yes. And last time we spoke, see, I got confused by Easter. I feel like
Easter was very disruptive.
It was all 1 week rolled into one.
It was great, though, eh?
Yeah, it was a nice Easter. Yeah, if we could keep those 3 day weeks. I wanted to check in about the Julian Assange film because that was.
It was very successful.
Yeah, I got an interview with the director for that, which really surprised me. But I don't think he realized how small Raglan was or something. But he offered an interview. I'm like, yep, okay.
So, but a lot of support there.
Yeah, yeah,
and disproportionate probably amount of support.
Totally, so. Yeah, and because it was, and this is actually, he said it was a story in a lot of places that the community demanded, the local theatres, well, not necessarily demanded, didn't have to demand in Raglan, just say, hey, we want this one, and we've got lots of people keen. And I know the first session sold out, and probably the second one, I don't know.
The second one did too, yeah. But there is one more in May.
One more in May.
You never know if that sells out too, then Roger's usually interested in putting on another one. But
yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, so I wanted to check in that was successful and that there is another one coming. So.
Yeah, definitely one more. I can't remember. I know it's the 4th of May. I can't remember the time, but it'll be on our website.
It says 7:30 there. I brought up the what's on
that'll be
for
it.
You guys. Okay, cool. So, but not this weekend. This weekend's movies, let's talk about them.
This weekend we have got four movies. Oh no, we've got three movies in four showings.
Okay.
Just one extra one.
Yeah.
Because the last weekend we had The Convert, which was also very successful. So we've got two showings of that.
That's interesting because I heard the first time it was shown, not that many people went, but the word must have got out about it.
We were surprised by that because we always expected it to be really popular.
So this is a New Zealand film set just before the treaty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Treaty times, sometime around then.
Yeah, and it's got, you know, great New Zealand talent and a New Zealand story, which usually plays really well in Raglan.
And so, this is the one with Antonio Te Maraha, who has spent a lot of time in Raglan. Mm-hmm. So locals will recognise. Maybe they'll recognise him. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, depends what they do.
Know it's him.
Sometimes you don't recognise people in movies because they've changed them so much. But yeah,
well, that's part of being an actor as well, isn't it?
It's
being able to hold yourself differently.
Occupy a different
personality.
Yes, for sure. So that one, anyway, that's tell
us
me
two showings of The Convert at 7:30 on Saturday and on Sunday.
Okay.
And also on Saturday, the earlier showing, 5:00, the Borromini and Bernini again, which is an arts beat film. So a completely different kind of movie.
Yes.
That's one you would go to if you're looking to see sort of beautiful images and learn a bit about, you know, post-Renaissance Italy.
Is it a documentary?
It is a documentary.
It is a documentary, okay. And who are Borromini and Bernini?
Now you're asking.
They're not alive.
No.
Right, so this is an old story?
I mean, Bernini's certainly a painter, but I think it's more about architecture, this.
Right, okay.
This movie.
And it's about their rivalry, anyway. I'm picking that up off the mentioned rivalry in the first sentence, so that's obviously part of the deal.
Yeah, and I don't know much about it either, but I do know it's not the only film on, you know, if you search for stuff about Borromini and Bernini.
Okay,
so it must be a very good story to have inspired more than one movie.
And people who are familiar with the art world will know what that's all about, I'm sure.
Yeah, and Art Beats is a series of, you might be familiar with that as well, it's a whole collection.
Is it? I'm actually not familiar, I'm completely ignorant.
Yeah, well, you should get along and see one and see what they're all about.
I should. And so that's at 5:30 on Saturday. What was the other one on Sunday?
4:30, early showing, 4:30, we've got Wonka.
Wow. Is that a bit of a blockbuster?
It's certainly a big movie.
But you're probably not a blockbuster. There's probably not too many explosions. No, I associate
not
explosions.
It does look really good though, eh?
Yeah, and who's
seen it, enjoyed it.
Timothy Chalamet is the actor.
I don't know.
I saw it somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
I just remember Johnny Depp did the last. Last time they did Willy Wonka, it was Johnny Depp, but that was just, that movie was weird.
That was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, whereas this is sort of the prequel.
Oh.
This is about how Willy Wonka comes to be Willy Wonka, you know, his childhood and his, you know, backstory.
Okay. Mm. Oh, that's cool. That does sound, yeah, that's a nice spin to put on it.
It's obviously not canon. It's just somebody's
Do we really have? Do we have canon now for Willy Wonka? Do we?
I think we do.
It's like first it was Star Wars and Star Trek, and now Wonka has canon as well that we didn't break. Okay, so that's 4:30 on Sunday. So that's the movies, and what else is happening at the Old School?
Well, we have the Treaty exhibition has just come down, so we are, well, first of all, I should say we've got a retractable seating in.
Oh, up at the in the creative space.
Yep. So the next time you come to an event upstairs, you can look forward to a comfy seat and a great view of the stage because it's all raked.
It's tilted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we use the lift yet?
No, you can't use the lift yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Which brings me to our next point is that you know how projects tend to overrun money-wise a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to do a little bit of a push just to get us there.
Yeah.
So one of the things we're going to do is we have various pieces of art that have been donated to us, some to the old school in general, and some are Arts Weekend pieces. So we're going to put on an exhibition of those, which we should have up by the end of the week.
Okay.
Yep, and try and do a bit of fundraising that way. Also, we're going to reopen our bricks appeal. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, we were selling engraved bricks, and they go on the paving outside the new building.
So we can see that the ones that people paid for previously, we can see them now.
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're nice to see. I really like that project, actually.
Actually, I haven't taken the time to go and just look at what's there. Next time I'm at the market, I'll have a look.
Well, I mean, they've got some businesses. We've got some individuals. A lot of grandchildren get them.
Yeah, right.
You know, I went through Putaheru a while ago, and they've got a big brick project with these, and I actually really enjoyed looking at them. I don't even know those people, but I still enjoyed it. So
yeah, but in this case, we'll know a lot of the people.
Yeah, you will know the people. Yeah,
they'd be cool. Okay, so you're reopening that one.
Yeah, so we're going to reopen that.
Okay.
As well, and hopefully we'll get a few more brick sales.
Does the exhibition have a name?
No, I haven't got that far.
Help us with our lift fundraiser exhibition.
Something like that, Aaron, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
We'll work
it out.
It's
very,
And possibly, we'll see, we've been tossing around a few other ideas, so.
Okay, you maybe won't use my one, if you've been blunt.
So that's all going on. Live and local will be the sort of first official use of the retractable seating.
And that's just over a week away, 8 days
it
away.
Is.
So. Yeah, I've got to get some interviews organised for that.
Yeah, got now Noah, Brian Wilson and Freddie Limbert, so sure someone will come and talk to you about that.
Yes, I interviewed Noah earlier in the week. We didn't even talk about it. We should have been better organised, never mind.
And the other big thing we've got going on is that the registrations for Rag and Arts Weekend opened yesterday.
Ah, yes.
Unfortunately, we had a bit of a technical glitch, so the form was not accessible through the website, and it still might not be now, depending on which browser you're using, and that's a problem. A problem with our hosting service. It's not.
So the advice is come back again or try a different browser.
Email Nikki, and Nikki can send you a link direct to the form to register.
Email Nikki.
Yep, nikki@ragandartcentre.co.nz.
Okay. Do I know Nikki? I'm not sure.
You know Nikki. She's run Rag and Arts Weekend for.
Of course I do. I knew. In my head, I was going, of course I know Nikki, but my mind went blank momentarily.
Yeah, of course you know Nikki.
Who runs the Arts Weekend, yes.
Yeah. So that's a little bit unfortunate.
I hope you're not listening. I'm sorry if you're like, he's forgotten about me. I haven't seen him for 6 months and he's forgotten me. No, it's just my mind went blank.
I'm sure you'll be seeing her around soon.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'll be getting a call straight after this. So that's open. How long is that open for? How much time do people have to get organised?
Well, we'll close at the end of April, but to be honest, it's really unlikely that we'll have spots by then anyway.
Yeah.
We're sort of a third of the way through already with our technical difficulties. So.
Oh, right, and people are still getting in. Okay.
Yeah. We can give you the link. You know, it's not that you can't register. It's just that you have to take a slightly different route this time.
Okay, all right. But if all else fails, get hold of Nikki at Raglan Arts Centre.
Yeah. .co.nz.
Okay, that's good. That's good news. And are they running the? Oh, you probably can't answer this. Do you know if they're running the new artist thing that they had in the town hall again?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. You do know that. Cool.
Yep. We definitely are. Yeah. Merging
artists. Because you don't really have much to do with the Arts Weekend, do you? You're like administering all the other stuff at the old school.
No, I do quite a lot. Nikki's the face. Nikki's in charge.
Yes. Yeah. No? Yeah.
I just do a little bit of supporting.
Okay.
But yeah, we've definitely got the hatch again. That's a slightly different registration process. If you look on the website, and this part of the website's working perfectly, under emerging artists, then there's a form some information to download there about how to apply.
Okay.
And that is a bit also different from the main one. It's not first in, first served. So Caleb will take registrations until the end of April again, and then, you know, make a selection.
Yeah, okay, that's the way that one works. Okay, cool. Is there anything else to look out for? Are there clay classes coming up? Did you say yes?
Justine is going to run a new one, actually, on the 4th of May. That's a Saturday, like a little two-hour taster hand-building class. I think her plan is that people will be making little vases. Just for anybody who doesn't at the moment want to commit to the 4 weeks or the longer ones, and or just, you know, just wants to see what it's all about or spend a couple of hours doing something different.
Okay.
And then the next Sarah Bing wheel workshop's already booked out. That's in May.
That's that poster I'm looking at behind you. Yeah. It's already booked out.
It's already booked
and
out.
And that's like, that's over a month away.
I know. And so I might have to see if we can put an extra one in somewhere. But, you know, Sarah's got her own stuff to do.
We'll have to clone Sarah.
Yeah, clone Sarah. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, I think that's the only solution.
And the kids one, the registration's opening today. As soon as I get into the office and push the button, then.
That's over there for term two.
For term two.
And I know that they book out pretty quick too.
They will book out very quickly, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we decided, sort of after talking to funders, that we wouldn't take pre-registrations any longer. So it's just the form goes up.
Oh, right.
You know, just to give some more fair access rather than the same people booking in all the time.
All right. Be aware, folks. So that's today, later today.
Today.
That's going to be open.
Today.
All right. I've got that poster up there as well.
Say there about. Oh, yeah. We've got a new tutor.
Oh, okay.
In our kids' class, yeah.
Who's the new tutor?
Clarissa Mikado. She's been a clay shed member for a while now. She's an amazing artist, amazing clay artist. And she is a professional art teacher as well, so we're really lucky that she's going to step in for next term.
Okay, and the Creative Market is on sometime
the
soon?
The 14th.
The 14th.
Always just after Live and Local.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. Someone needs to put it on the schedule. Look, I'm looking at the schedule. It's not on there.
No, it's not on there, and I noticed that too, actually, Aaron, but I don't know, that they do have their own website.
Oh, the market too, yeah. It does, and it has its own Facebook as well.
Because if you...
Yeah. Shona's looking closely at the screen.
If you look carefully at all these, like, old school readers club, all these, you'll see I've been very diligent in putting all the events on the calendar, especially for you.
and I see Pop-Up Bookshop.
Yeah.
The Raglan Writers World has got something coming. In fact, I've got an email from Jacqueline I haven't answered, so...
Yeah, there's a new, and the latest to talk event. To you about that. Yeah,
the latest
things
event.
Happening through April.
Yeah,
that's a bit in advance. The only thing you might want to know about now is there's an ANZAC writing competition for school students.
Okay,
which is open now. It's up on our website. If you look at on the menu, community, creative Raglan events, Fangadora Raglan Writers World, and there's a you can either download the form or do an online one. And it's 1,000 words, sort of poetry, writing, essays, anything about what ANZAC means to you.
Okay, awesome. All right, thank you for coming in, Shona. Time for us to go, and I'll let you get back off to work.
Great.
Join Max at the old school.
Perfect. Thanks, Anne.
Okay, folks, end of the show for the day. Don't forget, tomorrow morning going to be interviewing two councillors in studio, Lisa Thompson and Mike Keir, who's a councillor from Tamahere, but he has a place over here as well. So we're talking about what the council's going to be spending their money on. That's what we'll be doing.